Caliban and the Witch presents the main themes of a research project on women in the transition from feudalism to capitalism that I began in the mid-1970s in collaboration with an Italian feminist, Leopoldina Fortunati. Its first results appeared in a book that we published in Italy in 1984, The Great Caliban, History of the Rebel Body in the First Phase of Capitalism. My interest in this research was originally motivated by the debates that accompanied the development of the feminist movement in the United States concerning the roots of women's oppression and the political strategies which the movement should adopt in the struggle for women's liberation. At the time, the leading theoretical and political perspectives from which the reality of sexual discrimination was analyzed were those proposed by the two main branches of the women's movement, the radical feminists and the socialist feminists. In my view, however, neither provided a satisfactory explanation of the roots of the social and economic exploitation of women. I objected to the radical feminists because of their tendency to account for sexual discrimination and patriarchal rule on the basis of transhistorical cultural structures, presumably operating independently of relations of production and class. Social feminists, by contrast, recognize that the history of women cannot be separated from the history of specific systems of exploitation, and, in their analyses, gave priority to women as workers in a capitalist society. But the limit of their position, in my understanding of it at the time, was that it failed to acknowledge the sphere of reproduction as a source of value creation and exploitation, and thus trace the roots of the power differential between women and men to women's exclusion from capitalist development, a stand which again compelled us to rely on cultural schemes to account for the survival of sexism within the universe of capitalist relations. It was in this context that the idea of tracing the history of women in the transition from feudalism to capitalism took form. The thesis which inspired this research was first articulated by Maria Rosa Della Costa and Selma James, as well as other activists in the Wages for Housework movement, in a set of documents that in the 1970s were very controversial, but eventually reshaped the discourse on women, reproduction, and capitalism. Against the Marxist orthodoxy, which explained women's oppression and subordination to men as a residuum of feudal relations, Della Costa and James argued that the exploitation of women has played a central function in the process of capitalist accumulation, insofar as women have been the producers and reproducers of the most essential capitalist commodity, labor power. As Della Costa put it, women's unpaid labor in the home has been the pillar upon which the exploitation of the waged workers, wage slavery, has been built, and the secret of its productivity. Thus, the power differential between women and men in capitalist society cannot be attributed to the irrelevance of housework for capitalist accumulation, an irrelevance belied by the strict rules that have governed women's lives, nor to the survival of timeless cultural schemes. Rather, it should be interpreted as the effect of a social system of production that does not recognize the production and reproduction of the worker as a social economic activity and a source of capital accumulation, but mystifies it instead as a natural resource or a personal service, while profiting from the wageless condition of the labor involved.